The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Mike Tomlin, both after the Commanders game and again today, giving Lamar Jackson the Mr. Jackson treatment. This is now a new thing for Tomlin. He considers it the ultimate compliment. You are in his rarefied air when he stops calling you by your full name or just your last name and puts Mr. on it.
Mr. How many Chubb? Other Misters are there?
There's Mr. Chubb with the Browns.
There's Mr. Garrett.
And Mr. Garrett.
No Mr. Burrow
I
or Mr. Chase.
Thing.
I think who is deserving of a Mr. designation from Tomlin in the division that he refuses to give one to?
Burrow.
Burrow, and I think Chase deserves one. Who's the funniest guy he could give one to?
I think it's an anti-Bengals sentiment because of the things they've said. Yeah, and they've talked about how the Steelers have quit in games, and that's like the ultimate diss on Tomlin.
Who's the funniest guy he could have given one to? Mr. Watson?
What if when they play the Eagles later, he said, we can't forget about Mr. Pickett and what he did here in Pittsburgh?
I mean, if you we're all like laughing, not laughing, but we're all taking note of the fact that he threw Deontay under the bus and took... I think pains to make sure he mentioned that he's like barely seen him on tape. He wouldn't even mention Pickett because he would have no need to. But can you imagine if Jalen Hurts was like out with a high ankle sprain for that game and they were getting Pickett? What the hell would he say? Would he just skip the Eagles offense and go, would he go directly to Saquon and AJ Brown? They've got a great list of eligibles.
What if he said something like, we know we don't really have to worry about Kenny until we get to the fourth quarter because that's how he played here.
If this thing is out of hand, we're in good shape.
Tomlin is putting respect on Lamar Jackson's name, and it is a big debate among Steelers fans whether or not we as fans should do that or not. I am of the opinion that he has to beat this team and play well against them before I start doing it. And I'm going to continue to mock him and make fun of him for coming up short in these games, coming up short in playoff games, not being able to beat Patrick Mahomes in head-to-head matchups, in games to quarterbacks like Gardner Minshew and Jameis Winston, and I am going to put that ahead of the hardware, the two MVPs, and the fact that now people want to also give him a third MVP for the way he's played so far this season. The stats are better this year than last year, but my expectation with Lamar Jackson is I have to see it to believe it against the Steelers. I will not predict him to play well against them until it actually happens.
You said that we started the show poking the bear. Like, was Mike Tomlin poking the bear a little bit? I guess Fake John and Robinson really intimated that he's poking the bear by mentioning Deontay that way.
He called him a clown show. He said, put on a red nose, Mike Tomlin.
I knew that was going to happen.
Join the P.T. Barnum show.
Yes. P.T. Barnum have clowns, or was he doing more the elephants? I thought he was doing more like the big circus show.
Aren't clowns synonymous with circus?
I don't know. Clowns are synonymous with scary movies now. Anyway, I think this is the real poking the bear. And here's why it's easy to do.
Well, he's not poking the bear at all. He's trying
like
to do
what
the
you're
exact
saying,
opposite.
I think what you're doing...
He's petting the bear.
What
he's
you're doing
the
is
bear.
Poking the bear. And I think it's easy to, and understandable why people would hear, but to me, poking
why
the...
Why don't you bring yourself... Why can't you
cause I'm
bring
not.
Yourself to do it?
Well, here, I was about to explain why. Poking the bear, by definition, means you could do this once or twice and nothing might happen, right? But if you poke the bear enough, eventually the bear gets up and takes your head off with a one swipe. That's typically what bears are known to do. That's what that guy who was Grizzly Man had happen to him.
Okay.
Lamar has been bad against them.
Yes.
Especially when compared to the way he plays against pretty much everybody else. I'm sure schematically there is some of that like divisional familiarity, but then again, he torches the Bengals when he plays them and they're in the same division.
Mm-hmm.
He's also scuffled at times against the Browns. I think the Browns have a good defense, at least in terms of some of the personnel they've got, just like the Steelers do. Eventually, though, a guy, in my opinion, that is as gifted as Jackson, as confident as he is, whose otherwise numbers are as spectacular as his are, is going to get the better of you. I just don't think it is going to happen in perpetuity that here's this player who is almost certainly going to win three MVP awards before he's, what, 30 years old?
Sure.
That they are going to be the one team.
We got to see how the rest of the season goes.
That they are going to be the one team that has the antidote to him and that it continually works every single time.
If they finish behind the Steelers in the standings, he won't win the MVP because that's not the way the award has worked forever. So the Steelers actually have a big say in whether or not he's going to win a third MVP this year. Why give him credit for something, though, before it happens?
I just don't want to be the guy who constantly is saying, this guy's a clown, I don't really...
Well, you don't have to say he's a clown.
This guy sucks, I don't really take him seriously as a threat, all that stuff.
Okay, you don't have to say he sucks, but you can say, from where we sit and stand, he is currently an overrated quarterback because of the way he performs against us.
I don't rate players, though, as are they rated properly based on exclusively how they do against the Steelers. That would be ridiculous.
And you shouldn't, unless it's a big rivalry.
Wait, why does it being a big rivalry have anything to do with it?
It absolutely does. Yankees are defined by how they do against the Red Sox and vice versa. Ohio State players are defined by how they do against Michigan and vice versa. That's how sports work. How do you do in rivalries? Mike Tomlin's making Isaac Redman sound like Jim Brown today because of what he did in a Steelers-Ravens game.
Yeah, it's just not how I apply labels to players, how they do in rivalries. I mean, I think, honestly, if the Ravens were to be honest with you, they might feel like the Chiefs are their rival that they're trying to get past.
So wait a
minute. Same way the Steelers looked at the Patriots.
So if there was a guy that had a knack for, in college football, for coming up big in backyard brawls and maybe being an average player in other games, you would not elevate his stock with you? Because he shined or came through?
Really. No. Not elevate his stock in a tangible way. Like, did I think Olmedo Saenz was a great baseball
Dodgers
player because he destroyed the Pirates?
Dodgers and Pirates is not a rivalry. Dodgers and Pirates, they don't...
Okay, give me a guy who tore up...
They played in the 1974 LCS.
Who
That's
is the Pirates' big
ago,
rival?
They don't have one. Their biggest rival is themselves. Yes.
I don't subscribe to the idea that because he has done poorly in this rivalry game or games every year that I am going to dock him significant points when I watch the guy literally every other week obliterate almost everyone in front of him. I'm not going to make a value judgment about a player based on two games.
Well, Donnie disagrees with that because Donnie would used to get pissed at CJ Stroud for sucking against Michigan. Am I right about that, Don? I remember some of those tweets.
Yeah, sure I did.
So do you feel the same way about Lamar Jackson as me?
You definitely think he's a worse player than I do.
Okay.
I don't think I'm quite to the level that Malzy does thinking what he is, but I think I'm closer on his side that Lamar Jackson is absolutely a dangerous dude.
He's a bomb waiting to go off eventually on them, and it's going to happen. One of these days, the thing's going to hit triple zeros.
We still can't really figure out why is it that the Steelers have been able to keep this guy under wraps.
I'll tell you why. It's because Tomlin does a very good job, which is like a lot of cognitive dissonance for people when they have to kind of come to grips
for it.
I'm not saying you, I'm saying other people who hate Tomlin. That's the reason, because he does do a very good job. Schematically, he's clearly figured some stuff out, although the Ravens would have put 27 points or whatever on them last year had their receivers not dropped, I counted them, 9 wide-open footballs from Lamar.
You keep saying, though, that it eventually the rabbit's going to grab the gun and he's going to have a great game against them. But he should not get credit for doing it until he does. It should be a knock against him or a shortcoming that he has. And I don't believe that he's going to do it until I see it. If a rivalry's super one-sided, I don't think, let me put it this way. Would you pick the Bills to beat the Chiefs in a playoff game?
I wouldn't, but it's not because Allen's done poorly. He's balled out. It's his own coach that's betrayed him. He has put up huge statistical numbers against Mahomes. The reason I wouldn't pick them is more about, it's an affirmative, positive reason about the Chiefs just having a knack.
Well, you just brought up the coach stinking in those games.
Yes, but you're talking, it's not even remotely apples to apples because Josh Allen does statistically very well.
Well, time out, though. Sean McDermott statistically does very well as a head coach in 90% of games.
We're talking quarterbacks and players here. Josh Allen has put up insane numbers against Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs.
We're not exactly talking about the same thing then, because what I'm talking about is what you've done against an opponent, or in this case, a rival, what you've done, I think, speaks volumes about how I grade you and how I value you and how I also think you're going to...
So would you say Joe Burrow's a better quarterback than Allen for that reason because he's beaten the Chiefs?
Yes!
I wouldn't. I think Allen's better. I think Allen is probably the second best quarterback in football.
So careers to this point, you would take Allen's over Burrow's. The guy's got
Burrow's gotten to a Super Bowl.
Allen's got no MVPs. He's got no individual hardware to back it up. One guy's gone through Kansas City, didn't win the whole thing.
No, he didn't. Yes, I would take Allen's career right now. I would.
So would you take Jackson's career over Burrow's? Then you'd have to, even though his playoff success isn't there.
In terms of actual accolades, yes, I'd have to. I'd have to. Burrow's one thing that he's got is he managed to beat Mahomes. But he couldn't finish the deal.
So because Jackson is a better player, in your opinion, than Burrow, then you fear Jackson more against the Steelers than you do Burrow because he's the better player.
Yeah, that's pretty fair.
That is ridiculous to me. I'm flabbergasted by
Actually,
that.
Actually, no, I don't fear him more. I think stylistically, Burrow has presented them with more problems, but in balance, Jackson is the better player. I mean, I've also seen Burrow throw four interceptions against the Steelers and almost single-handedly lose a game to them. Against Mitch effing Trubisky, for God's sake.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.